Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Attention! It's the end of the show show. 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 Hi, and welcome to Gregor's End of the Show Show. Yeah, summing up what went down in Seattle for the nerds and on the internet every weekday morning, I am Gregor, and I am host of Mornings on 107.7 The End. We do nerd talk and the news and a bunch of other stuff, and ready to play some Wookiee sound effects and, I don't know, make some noises. There we are. All right. Someone approached me at work to be like, would you do a commercial endorsement for Star Wars? And I was like, yeah, obviously. So if you heard that this morning, that's a bonus. I can't believe how it's setting in right now that the Star Wars Episode 9 is happening this week. I'm going on Thursday night with my buddy Sean and some other nerdy friends of mine. My buddy Brandon from the Full 90 Extra Time podcast will be there. A lot of opportunity to really be super nerds. I watched Episode 8 over the weekend, and if you know anything about me, it's that I did not like that film. It was the first time I watched through where I was like, all right, I'm okay with it. Once we get the completion, that middle piece maybe will feel a little bit better. But there is some cheesy garbage in there. Oh, boy. It was a lay-around-the-house type weekend because my whole family was sick. I'm now getting sick. Awesome! I better be well by Thursday night. I'm going to this move, and I'm going to enjoy it, damn it. Plus, if my friends are involved, that means there's beers, etc. But anyway, the whole family was sick, so it was like lay low all weekend. But we went and did the Santa Claus thing yesterday. Boy. We showed up an hour early, and they weren't open yet, so that's cool. And we went to get a cup of coffee and, you know, run some energy out of Space Baby. Like, moments before we were about to go in, he totally eats it, smashes his face on the ground, bloodies up his face, crying mad, want to go home, want to take a nap. Poor little guy. So we get to Santa, he's in a terrible mood. Luckily, Santa bribed him with sugar. The right move, Santa. Good job. A candy cane did the trick. Brought old Bear along. It's fun. It's one of these weird things. I never realized how much I would like that until I had a kid. Especially a sweet kid that, like, is quiet, kind of shy. It's the best. This morning I was faced with a trailer for the sequel to Top Gun. And listen, I get it. These are kind of propaganda-y movies, like where it's like, join the Navy and fly a jet. Lots of pew-pew-pews and...
Pew-pew-pew!
Yeah. I get it. Same thing with going to see the Blue Angels. I'm here for it. I love it. I love Tom Cruise. Everyone says he's a weirdo away from the big screen. Don't care. Not my problem. Love his acting. Top Gun 2 looks dope. It's called Top Gun Maverick, but I don't care. I'm calling it Top Gun 2. Maybe Baby Yoda will make an appearance. Hey, he's not called Baby Yoda. Where you at with that? You down? And then I asked this question a long time ago. Who's in on The Watchmen? One of my buddies is like, yeah, like you have to read the graphic novel. Yeah, I've read it. Sounds like it ended in a spectacular way. Man. You know what ended in a spectacular way? Is that football game last night between Atlanta and San Francisco.
In case you missed it, it's the news.
Trademarked Seattle football team takes number one spot in division and secures playoff berth. Guess I'm not giving anything away right now. I can actually say the names. Way to go, Seahawks, making it to the playoffs after Atlanta beat the Niners yesterday. Atlanta's been terrible. Oh, that's embarrassing. The biggest music news from the weekend, John Frusciante has rejoined the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Me on the inside. He's had a couple previous runs with the legendary California Quartet. The Peppers haven't had the same success since he departed after recording Stadium Arcadium, so it'll be rad to see what they create next. Expect a new album in 2020. Major League Soccer has voted Seattle Sounders FC the best club of the decade. I mean,
duh.
Two MLS Cup victories in three tries, three US Open Cups, one supporter shield, and a 10-year playoff appearance streak, all in front of 35,000-plus supporters. Pretty good. And finally, the Seattle Times is reporting that the production of the 737 MAX at the Renton facility is likely to be shut down temporarily. affecting the jobs of thousands. Great timing just 9 days before Christmas. Or 7 days before Hanukkah. Maybe they can fill up one of those massive dreamlifters full of coal and deliver it directly to the people ruining the holidays.
You just got news.
I'm happy to say that I was doing research for Nerd Talk today, and 70% of Americans who were polled are in favor of requiring solar panels to be built into all new structures. That is so awesome. It's not necessarily like the super clean without consequences solution, but it's got to be better than putting constant fumes into the air. I don't know. Like, the way I look at it is, if you've ever seen someone smoke a cigarette, which we all have, watch what they inhale versus what they exhale and think about how terrible that is for human lungs, and then do that like on an Earth scale with like a gazillion cars every day. Anyway, I feel like if robots were going to make a meal for their human prisoners and try and like get us to work harder, this is what they would do.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
Well, we've reached peak laziness. You can now buy your entire Christmas dinner in a single can. Yeah, it's a full day affair too, starting with the top layer after you crack open the can is scrambled eggs and bacon, followed by a layer of mince pies, turkey and potatoes, gravy, cranberry sauce, Brussels sprouts and stuffing, or broccoli with stuffing, depending on which way you go, roast carrots, and then finishing it up with a layer of Christmas pudding. Oh look, vegetarian and vegan cans too. Well, why shouldn't single plant eaters be more miserable? The nerds at Twitter are trying to help you better understand who's saying what leading up to the 2020 elections by labeling all the candidates for the jobs they're trying to keep or get. Wish they would also tell you who they're getting money from, like a NASCAR jacket covered in sponsor patches, so we know how they're lying to us. And finally, did you know that Earth is traveling at 107,000 kilometers per hour around the sun? And that the sun is going around the Milky Way at 800 and something thousand kilometers per hour? It's unimaginable. The Milky Way is going at 2.1 million kilometers per hour around something else, or one orbit every 250 million years. That means that in the 4.6 billion years that the universe has been around, the Milky Way has only celebrated like 18 birthdays. It's not old enough to vote or shoot stuff. Pew pew pew!
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
I feel like garbage. Have a great Monday. Hopefully I'll be here tomorrow. I mean, I'll be alive, but hopefully I assume I'll be alive, but hopefully I'll come to work tomorrow. We'll see. Thanks for listening. Bye. Or bye, rather. Yeah.
The end of the end of the show show. The end of the end of the show show.
The end of the show show.
The end of the show show. Thanks.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.